Now, a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you that as well as being the Heavenly Father to us, you nurture us like a mother. May we come to know more of your love today. Amen. Do be seated. So I'm sure that some of our children will be familiar with that story of Moses placed in the basket. Pharaoh, in the chapter before, we've learned that Pharaoh has instructed for the killing of all the newborn babies. And so a mother has hidden her baby for 3 months through fear for his safety. And then she does something which seems to us to be madness and great neglect, but we have hopefully not known such threat for our children. Being able to hide him no more, she feels forced to do something. So she does all she can to protect him in his little basket before she casts him out on the waters of the river Nile. But she's also casting him into the care of Yahweh, her God. Now, it doesn't say in that passage, but we know from the book of Numbers that the mother of Moses is called, it's too tricky to ask them, isn't it? Moses' mother is called Jochebed, wife of Amram. But our Exodus account is less interested in the names of people than in how God sees and responds to the needs of his people. And Yahweh is surely responding via this baby's sister, Miriam. We heard how she stood at a distance to see what would happen to her little brother. The Pharaoh's daughter, who discovers him, is moved with compassion at his crying. And it's thanks to Miriam, the daring young Hebrew girl, that Israel's future deliverer, who has been drawn out of the waters, the very daughter of their oppressor, is returned to his own mother to be nurtured in the faith amongst the community of the oppressed. So Pharaoh's daughter has scooped him up, and Miriam, big sister, has suggested that his actual mother looks after him for her. Moses' name actually means one who's drawn out of the water, and he grows up to identify with his own oppressed people, oppressed by the Egyptians, and Pharaoh was the person in charge of them. And the Lord God goes on to draw out his people from slavery via the baby who was hidden and cast out and spared and adopted by him who had been drawn out of the water, Moses goes on to do great things leading God's people. But for me, the main message of this passage is the way in which God meets the needs of his children Israel as a nurturing his deliverer. This is emphasized by the stark contrast in chapter 1, where you've got horrible Pharaoh telling them to kill all the newborn boys, and God making sure this future leader of Israel is looked after. Our passage has got lots of aspects about motherhood in it, conceiving, giving birth, the pain of letting go, the care of having to watch at a distance, the literal and metaphorical drawing out of a child, compassion at baby's cry, the nurture in the faith. It's a reminder that the mother heart of the mother heart of our God. And it reminded me that my own children and all of us are actually God's children first and foremost. And he is the very best of mothers as well as fathers. Some of us here will be parents and grandparents, and there might even be some great grandparents lurking amongst you. Come on. This is your moment. Put your hand up if you're a great-grandparent. There must be some. Oh, yes. Yes, one, two. Some of you being too shy, maybe. Great-grandparents. We think you're great, too. But these passages, whether you're grandparent, great-grandparent, speak to us all about the way God has nurtured and cared for his people. And in that way, he put watchers and waiters and listeners and lookouts. And it applies to us whether we're a mum or a dad or a sister or a brother or an aunt or an uncle or even a twin sister, but also as part of the body of Christ here in Englefield. We're members of our local, and indeed we're members of a global community. So perhaps in our families, in our workplaces, in our village, at church or at school, we can learn to watch at a distance and see what God is doing. Watch for someone who may need something that we can provide. Practical help, financial support, a friend, or something, someone to talk to just for this moment. We, the body of Christ, are keeping watch together over what God is doing and what he would want to do amongst us here in Englefield and in our school. Moses was drawn out of the water to fulfill God's plan for his people. Today, we gather, and we who have been drawn out of the waters of baptism and have known the mothering of God. Let's consider what we have each been drawn out to do. And let's be sure to see, to watch, to see what God is doing and give ear to his Holy Spirit leading as we respond. How we might play our part in nurturing what God is doing today and in the future, as well as here and now, wherever we go after today. I'm going to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the way you nurtured and cared for baby Moses, who grew up to be a great leader. Thank you that you love each one of us and nurture us. And we pray that you'd help us to see and to hear and to know your voice within, to guide us into how we can help bring about what you want to do in this place and in our lives as we leave here this week. Amen.